Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, we have a story that actually happened a few times with a few different people, the same basic idea. But one of the famous times that it happened was with a Talmud Chacham named Chaim Weinreb. Rabbi Weinreb at that time was living in Baltimore, Maryland, and he was, if I'm not mistaken, working for the OU, perhaps the head of the OU, in a position of great responsibility. But he was having great difficulties in his life, and he was depressed, as I heard the story. And he did not feel confident in being able to accomplish what he needed to for his work. He felt that he was not succeeding, or he couldn't succeed. I'm not sure exactly the details. I'm not sure, actually, of any of the details. Just the general idea that he was down, he was not optimistic, and he called, I believe that he called the Rebbe, somehow got through to the Rebbe by, I'm sure, the secretary, I imagine, and Rabbi Chodakoff, perhaps, and he was on the phone with the Rebbe, and he explained to the Rebbe the terrible situation and his depression and his pessimism, feeling that he couldn't succeed with his work and so forth, and the Rebbe replied as follows. He said, there's a person in your city. His name is Chaim Weinreb. And if you go speak to him, I'm sure he'll be able to help you. I don't know what else took place in that conversation, but as you probably realize, that was his name. The Rebbe was telling him, go and speak to yourself. There's a person in your city named Chaim Weinreb, which is of course him. And you just go speak to him and tell him your problem. So what does that mean? What do you mean speak to yourself and tell him your problem? So the explanation is that the Rebbe told him, basically, you have what it takes. You are able to succeed in your work. You just have to talk to yourself. That means you just have to, my own interpretation, you just have to dig into yourself and find your true self. You have within you everything that you need. You have all the abilities. You just have to give yourself a good talking to. You just have to arouse courage and optimism and self-esteem. You have everything that it takes. Now, I heard actually this Rabbi Weinreb speaking in a recording on a show called, or on an app called Chabad.org Radio. It's 24/6, 24 hours a day, 6 days a week, not Shabbos, of course. Classes and interviews and so forth. You listen to it all day and all night. And he was on. He was being interviewed. And he's a big Talmud Chacham, big Torah scholar. And he was talking about various aspects of the Rebbe that people don't always appreciate so much. And one of them was the Rebbe's use of the word courage. Now, he wasn't sure, but he thought perhaps it was from the word courage, but that the Rebbe had a much more broad explanation of what courage means. And that is something along this line. And again, this is all just secondhand that I heard from Rabbi Weinreb. The Rebbe's understanding of the word courage, as Rabbi Weinreb interpreted it, is a person who has very strong self-esteem, self-confidence, has a sense of mission. He has a sense that nothing can stop him from doing this that he's supposed to be doing, and all obstacles he'll be able to overcome. He goes with simcha, with joy, confidence. This is courage. This is the real courage. And this is something which we all can do. The Rebbe is trying to teach us that our mindset is very, very important. How we are thinking of our situation and of ourselves is much more important than all of the other conditions and obstacles and challenges and everything which is put in front of us. It is not anywhere near as important as how we feel about ourselves and our approach to our challenges and our mission. And the Rebbe tries very hard to inspire each and every Jew, really each human being, assuming that they're trying to do good things in this world, to take this attitude that we are Jews especially, of course, emissaries of Hashem, emissaries of God, sent down to this world, a soul and a body, to accomplish a mission. We're sent down here for 70 or 80 years, 90, 100, whatever it is, to accomplish a mission. And generally, that's the mission of learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. In more particular, however, everybody has their own specific mission. And a person is going to succeed at that if they have the right mindset. And that is this mindset of courage, of just feeling like Hashem has endowed me, has put within me the ability to accomplish that which Hashem wants me to accomplish. Obviously, Hashem would not give us a task which we can't accomplish. That would not be a fair thing to do. Obviously, if He gives us His task, we can do it. And by learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, especially learning Chassidus and interacting with people that are of this mindset, we can strengthen our own mindset of being a person who has self-confidence, self-esteem, a sense of mission, a sense of empowerment from Hashem, not from our own ego, but of course from Hashem, from our teachers, our Rebbeim, from the Rebbe, of course, our parents, to go forward with confidence and zeal and simcha to accomplish what we have to accomplish. And that is to bring Mashiach, to bring the Geula, each person in their little way, to contributing through Torah and mitzvahs and acts of goodness and kindness. And all of us are in this war. In the Middle East, in Israel, the war is a military war. But here in Cincinnati or wherever you live, we're also in the war. It's just that our part of it is most likely more involved with learning Torah and doing mitzvahs and spreading goodness and kindness and light. But it's with the same zeal and the same energy and the same effort put in full force to bring success to our personal mission and to the mission of all of the Jewish people to bring the Geula immediately. Just one small idea about the Geula. We tried to learn more and more about it. And that is that our sages tell us that fruits will grow very quickly in the time of the Geula. And that is because in the beginning, when Hashem first created the world, fruits and vegetables and so forth did grow very, very quickly. But after the sin of Adam and Chava, it slowed down. Some of our sages connect it to the slowing down of the orbits, the movements of the heavenly bodies. But when Mashiach will come, when the Geula will come, Mashiach will be completely revealed, then this is one of the miracles that will take place, that the fruits and vegetables will go back to their original pace of growth, which will be very, very quick. And among the reasons for this is one that the Rambam cites, that at that time, during the Geula, our entire occupation, in fact, the occupation of all people, will be to know Hashem. And since we'll be involved with that, so how are we going to have food? Who's going to do all the food preparation? And therefore, food will be readily available. As the Rambam says, that good will flow in abundance and all the delights will be freely available as dust. That is, just like today, dust is very available. It's free, lots of it. At that time, all good things will be freely available, including food. And this is connected to the idea that food will be produced very quickly. It happened immediately, especially with your efforts, Torah and mitzvahs, goodness and kindness, learning about Mashiach, yearning for Mashiach. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.